Brand South Africa has noted the areas of concern expressed in the World Bank's Global Economic Prospects Report. They indicate that South Africa's real GDP growth will expand by only 1.3%. Ooh, there goes my mic, literally falling out of my stand. All right, so South Africa's real GDP growth will expand by 1.3% in 2019. Brand South Africa's GM for Research, Dr. Petrus de Kock, joins us now for this conversation. Doctor, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us in conversation.
Good morning. Thanks for the invite.
I don't know what does this mean, Doctor, because while I'm chatting to you about the lower prospects of the growth of the GDP, my mic falls. Is this what we're facing?
No, I don't think things are falling apart yet.
maybe I'm a sangom. I'm throwing down the mic instead of bones. That being said, though, I mean, getting to the nitty-gritty of it, why is South Africa's projected growth down from 1.8% to 1.3%?
I think, morning, I think we have two realms of issues that we're dealing with. When the World Bank released this report, I think one important dimension of it is they are expressing quite serious concerns about developments in the global economy. On the one hand, the developing economies as a group, they also down, revised the expectation of growth downward to 4.2% as a group for developing economies. Important there is they are flagging trade war dynamics. We're quite well aware of that between USA and China. Isolationism, you know, we see that in Brexit. We see kind of economic nationalism coming to the fore much more in the developed world. Now, the implication of that is we can expect in this year then probably a lot of volatility in commodities markets. Now, that affects South Africa and your kind of primary commodity exporters quite a bit. So that's on the international front. On the domestic front, some of the issues that they are noting, you know, they talk about the election and policy uncertainty, and I will have a comment about that later. Also, in terms of the broader outlook of certainty around certain policies. Now, in our statement that we released, you know, we reflected on that, and we can go into that in a moment. But I think in a nutshell, what we are looking at, you know, is in the domestic space, you know, is issues of unemployment, these issues of the structural nature of our economy. So I think those are the things that we can discuss in a bit more detail.
And so if we talk about Brand South Africa, then how does this impact on South Africa's image? And I suppose the ideal question then is that, is our economy also in for a bad year?
I think one of the things that that's important here, you know, when you look at the behavior of investors, you know, or the lenses with which they look at countries, GDP growth is often a major indicator, you know, because you make your decisions based on what kind of market are you accessing, what are the opportunities, what's the growth dynamics in that market. So GDP kind of plays a big role in shaping thinking around an economy. Now, I think on this, the reason why we also set out this statement is just to remind ourselves, you know, that in the last year since President Ramaphosa came into place, when it comes to issues of this very, I think, sometimes woolly term of policy uncertainty that's used, there's been some very specific interventions. You know, when you look at the success of the first investment conference in October last year, where on the day, 290 billion rands of commitments were made for investment, plus then another 400 billion that came through the investment envoys and state visits that the president engaged in last year. Now, also, when you look at the mining charter, for example, we came through a few years of a lot of debate and tension between the industry and government on the mining charter. Now, last year as well, there was movement on this, you know, where we haven't settled the fight between the industry and government, but there's much more comfort at this point in time between the industry and government on that. When you look at the integrated energy plan, that was also a major issue raised often in terms of uncertainty around the energy policy of government. And also lastly, when you look at issues on the procurement of government, you know, there's also been interventions on that front. So what I'm trying to say with this is, you know, that I think we just want to take care must take care at this point in time. We're in an election year, and people will kind of revert now to this thing. Now there's an election coming. We're uncertain about what's happening in the economy, etc. So this is to remind ourselves that just in this last year, on the front of policy and the question of policy uncertainty, the cabinet has made several very deep interventions. You know, just in preparation, for example, last year to the investment conference, we worked with IDC, Treasury, Presidency, etc., and DTI. And one thing that we did was to look into constraints on investment and economic activity, you know, and those were some of the inputs that then led to the president making specific announcements, you know, on issues of visas, of relaxing, you know, procedures on certain fronts. And all of that speaks to ultimately structural reform. And that's what the World Bank is saying, you know, that we need more structural reform in the economy. And quite frankly, those things you don't cook up overnight, because a government doesn't govern in isolation. You govern in the context of labor, in the context of business, in the context of your societal needs. So I think the call is here is really a call to action, that in a very uncertain global economy and in a time of transformation in the South African economy, I think really we need to become much more innovative when it comes to our economic thinking, even as individuals. So anyway, those are just a few comments on the issues that's been raised.
All right. Doctor, unfortunately, I have run out of time, but thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. And to you listening at home,